You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC. Transit executives have hired a design firm to plan out Penn Station's largest overhaul since the original building was demolished in 1963. But those changes are years away. In the meantime, 600,000 riders a day pass through a cramped and chaotic train hub wedged beneath Madison Square Garden. WNYC's Jim O'Grady and New Jersey Public Radio's Nancy Solomon toured Penn Station, where they found a barely functioning public space, and here and there, a grace note, including a piece of the original Penn Station.
Nancy's been commuting to Manhattan on New Jersey Transit, on and off, for 11 years.
These are my fellow commuters. They're all heading to New Jersey, some to Long Island. And you can see the look of misery on their faces.
They're moving through a bi-level cavern between West 31st and 34th Streets that is North America's busiest train station. Amtrak, New Jersey Transit, and Long Island Railroad all use the station's bottlenecked corridors to accommodate more customers than New York's three major airports combined.
The only good thing to look at in this whole station are the big framed photos of the old Penn Station before they tore it down.
That station opened in 1910 and was modeled after the Roman baths at Caracalla. I don't know what those were either, but photos of Penn Station from a century ago show soaring steel arches and travertine marble and bars of sunlight. And they mock, by comparison, the dungeon that Penn Station has become. That's why Nancy says limit your time there by learning the shortcuts.
Here is one of the things I love. For the seasoned commuter, you know that if you get on the train coming uptown at the very back or at the very front if you're coming downtown, then you are in this spot when you get off the subway, you come down the stairs, and you're really close to New Jersey Transit, and you can make your train in about 30 seconds.
But Nancy, do you ever stop and smell the roses and go into the Raw Bar and Grill right here and get their lobster ravioli appetizer for $9.95?
That scares me.
The bathrooms are scary, too. But Nancy knows a relatively good one in the New Jersey Transit area.
You have to walk through this little gate here by this information booth, go through this little waiting area that's in this little alcove off of the main station. And then there are two fairly modern, clean, reasonable bathrooms. That's a good thing.
One day, Nancy got sick of overpaying for bottled water.
So I searched for a water fountain. There was like one of the red cap guys who'd work here taking luggage down to the trains for people. And I asked him, is there anywhere in this place that there's a water fountain and you can just get a sip of water? And he said, come with me, I'll show you. And he brought me, I'll show you. So we're in the main hall now.
Of the Amtrak waiting area.
All right, let's see if we get stopped when we walk in.
You're supposed to have an Acela ticket to get in here. But we just walked in. That's another tip for travelers through Penn Station. This nice air-conditioned waiting area, you can, with the right amount of moxie, just sort of brazen your way in. Oh, and what have we here?
Hiding behind a pillar is a very nice, very clean water fountain.
That is some slurpy goodness.
It's good.
I got tired of paying $6 for a bottle of beer on an Amtrak train during the years I commuted on weekends to Washington, D.C. Then I discovered Don Pepe Pizza on the station's upper level.
What they'll do for you is see the array of beers right here, including beer bottles. Hey, quick question. How much for a beer?
$2.50 only.
$2.50?
Yes, sir.
And you used to do me a favor. You used to, like, sell me the beer and just pop the cap and then put it in a brown paper bag. You do that, right?
Yes, I do it all the time.
For people getting on trains. You guys are great humanitarians. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. Have a good day.
You too.
We descend to the station's lower level. It's called the Connecting Concourse, but Nancy has another name for it.
I call this the Hall of Shame. It really is an assault on one's senses.
I'm 6 feet tall, and I can easily reach my hand above my head and touch the steel girder. There's barely any clearance here. The ceilings are so low.
No matter what direction you're walking in, you feel like a fish swimming upstream. There's no natural light whatsoever. And it's just one bad junk food place after another.
Sandwiches, $2.99. And now smack in the middle of this narrow corridor, you have people just lined up watching the board for Long Island Railroad trains, and it makes it almost impossible to get through. People are just rubbing shoulders and butts right and left.
And it's worse at 5 o'clock.
Here's the problem. Madison Square Garden squats atop Penn Station like a bully in a schoolyard. The garden is getting a high-priced makeover now, so it's not going anywhere soon. Amtrak will be moving across 8th Avenue into a renovated space at the Farley Post Office, but that's at least 4 years away, and if you count Penn Station subway riders, the move will reduce the tide of bodies by only 5%. In the meantime, commuters like Nancy make do.
There's only one other thing I do here on the Hall of Shame, and that's down at the other end. Here we are. TGI Fridays, in the heart of Yankees country, they play Red Sox games on their televisions. That is a great experience in Penn Station.
So this is the zone of sports heretics.
I just cannot stand to be in a bar when people are cheering for the Yankees.
And it speaks well of New Yorkers that we tolerate you and that we allow you to live among us.
Well, we do have this segregated bar situation, but yeah.
The last stop on our tour of the underworld is the Long Island Railroad waiting room.
I've never actually been in here. I guess it's not as nice as I thought. I just like the frame of the door.
Because it's old-fashioned.
What did they do? They saved this one thing?
Nice. This looks like a salvaged piece.
Yeah.
Or it looks like cast iron with a little filigree.
Whoa, hit by the luggage.
We asked the MTA about that red steel door frame, and a spokesman said, no, nothing in the current station survives from the old. And we said, are you sure? So the spokesman checked and then said, quote, I stand corrected. The door frame was hidden behind a wall for 3 decades and then uncovered during an early 90s renovation. Besides a stone eagle outside Penn Station's 7th Avenue side, it's the only on-site remnant of that glorious old building. Okay, so by now we've made a loop around Penn Station, noting its defects while seeking out its motley charms. How'd we do?
It's thin. The good side of Penn Station.
I think it's great. I think it's a true public service.
Well, it'll be interesting to hear what other people have.
Yeah, WNYC listeners, let us know what you do to make Penn Station, the bowels of New York, a more pleasant experience.
For WNYC, I'm Jim O'Grady.